Okay, tonight we'll begin in Acts chapter 1, and this will relate to our theme. Our theme was given on the brochure, and it was very short. It said it, passive or active Christianity, and that may be a little obscure, and it may still be at the end of tonight's session, but don't worry about it. We'll explain what that means as we go along in the weekend. Acts chapter 1, and let's read. Beginning down, this is the time when the apostles are seeking to replace Judas. Look down at verse 23, Acts 1:23. And they proposed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place." And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Now, before we discuss why I turn to Acts chapter 1 first, I'll just say that the apostles at this point were seeking the mind of the Lord. And if there is one of the most common questions that I'm asked of young people, or that young people ask anybody, it's this: how do I know the will of God for my life? Now, the bad news is we're not going to answer that tonight. It's an excellent question. But what we are going to look at tonight is this. We're going to look at five ways that the Spirit of God did lead in the book of Acts. And from those, at least we'll have a good understanding of the way He might lead, and a good foothold for going on to being better able to answer the question, how do I know the will of God for my life? So, what we'll do tonight is this: five ways the Spirit led in the book of Acts. This is going to be part of the message. After we get through the five, we're then going to go back and look at them again. What we're going to find out is that when we see the way the Lord led in the book of Acts, three of the ways, the first three, are going to be very clear. The last two are going to be less clear. Then we're going to say, well, why? Can't the Spirit of God lead in the clear ways all the time? And then we're going to ask a more interesting question: which does He do most often today? And we're going to find out it's the less clear ones. Rats. And then we're going to ask the question, why? If the Spirit of God can lead clearly, why doesn't He? You know what we would love in our spiritual life? We would love the Spirit of God app. Now, I'm not trying to be speaking too informally now with regard to divine things, but bear with me, indulge me with the example for a little bit. If we had the app whereby we come to a decision in life, do I go to this college or that college? We punch the app. It gives the mind of the Lord. The mind of the Lord says this college. Very good. Do I go to college at all? Mind of the Lord? Yes. All right. For my life, it's yes. For somebody else's, it's no. If such an app like that existed, and it works for all situations, how many of us, you don't need to raise your hand, but how many of us would like to get that app? I mean, I would download it, okay? And so many times in life, we think, well, can't the Spirit of God lead like this today? We're going to see that He certainly can, and sometimes does, and in fact did in the book of Acts at certain times. But we're also going to see that there are other times where He chose to lead differently, and the big question that is the upshot of this whole thing is, why? Why does He lead the way He does? And I hope you like the answer. Because it gives some understanding into how God interacts with us today. All right, so let's look at them, five ways the Spirit led in the book of Acts. The first one is Acts 1, 24 to 26, and we just read these things. And they determined Matthias by the casting of lots. Now, this one's a little tricky. First thing that makes this tricky is this is in Acts chapter 1, which comes before Acts chapter 2, which is where the Spirit of God was given in the book of Acts. So, if I'm calling this five ways the Spirit led in the book of Acts, you have to understand that chapter 1 is kind of an exception. I didn't want to call it four ways the Spirit led in the book of Acts and one way they were led before the Spirit was given. That just takes too long. So, five ways the Spirit of God led in the book of Acts. There was casting of lots, and this took place before the Spirit of God was given. And that's interesting because the casting of lots, does that sound more Old Testament practice or New Testament practice? It's an Old Testament thing where they used to use the Urim and Thummim in the high priest garments to cast lots. And even Proverbs would say in the right context, the lot is cast into the lap and its every decision is of the Lord. Now, having understood that this is before the Spirit of God was given, we ought not think we should find the will of God today by casting of lots. That is, we don't go to every intersection, flip a coin to see whether we go left or right. If it comes up tails, we go left. If heads, we go right. That's not the way the Spirit of God leads today. But now I'm going to get myself into trouble and ask ourselves, is there ever a time where the casting of lots might be used in the Christian life? Everybody's now saying, don't say yes, Craig, whatever you do. Well, I'll give you something to think about. Suppose you were running a camp. You're going to have 60 boys come. They're all the same grade. You have to divide them into six cabins, 10 boys to a cabin. Problem is, you don't know anything about them. All you're given is a list of names. Does it ever make a difference who's in what cabin? Well, sure it could. You got friendships that develop. You have the distracting kid over here that's going to be, you know. It does matter who's in what cabin. Problem is, you don't know anything but their names. I don't know. You might, in that situation, pray and just say, Lord, look, I don't know these kids. I don't know anything about them. They have to be divided into cabins. I'm just going to pull them out of a hat 10 at a time, and how they land, they land. And Lord, if there's something that you have to organize with regard to this, that we have to rely on you. There, I put it out there. You think about whether that's what might be appropriate or not. But anyway, before I get into more trouble, I'm getting out of the first one. The first one is the casting of lots, and they were led in that context, in that Old Testament manner, if you will, in Acts chapter 1. All right, let's get to the next one, and that's going to be in Acts chapter 8. Come to Acts chapter 8. This is going to be the time where Philip came to the Ethiopian eunuch. Acts chapter 8. We aren't going to read the context here. We're just going to go straight to the key verse, Acts chapter 8 and verse 29. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. Well, there's a way the Spirit of God leads. Do you think after the Spirit told Philip, go near and overtake this chariot, that Philip was there now, I wonder what the Lord wants me to do right now. So I'm calling this one that the Spirit clearly spoke. Now the emphasis here is not so much that the Spirit spoke, as much as the part that the Spirit clearly spoke. That's the emphasis here. That is, the Spirit was utterly clear in stating, go near and overtake this chariot. Now, does the Spirit of God, well, let me ask this. Can the Spirit of God lead this clearly today? Can he lead this clearly today? Obviously, he can. Does he lead this clearly today? And when I say does he, I don't mean in every instance. I mean ever. And I think that if we talked among ourselves, we would probably say the answer is yes. Not so much that we hear a voice, but rare cases where somebody understands the Spirit moving so clearly in their life, and we have stories of these. Now, they don't happen very often, but in talking with people, we hear them once in a while. Not too long ago, I heard one from Brother Tom Taylor. Many of you, I'm sure, know who he is. He was talking about coming back from a weekend of preaching somewhere. Could have been in Columbus, I don't know.